CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 8th of November 2020. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB preps reply to second EMF consultation. Convention, learn more about stream on YouTube. ARRL oppose new $50 license fee. The RSGB is currently working on detailed comments and suggested amendments to the second Ofcom EMF consultation. The Society is also preparing guidance to help all UK radio amateurs to assess compliance and keep the necessary records. Go to rsgb.org/EMF and click on the link for the latest update. The keynote lecture and the presentations from the Learn More About stream at the RSGB's 2020 convention online are now on the Society's YouTube channel. Catch up on what you missed or watch it again. You can find it on the YouTube. The channel is The RSGB. US amateurs have been exempt from application fees for several years. The ARRL will file comments in firm opposition to an FCC proposal to impose a $50 fee on amateur radio license and application fees. Under the proposal, amateur radio licensees would pay $50 fee for each amateur radio application. This would apply to new licenses, license renewals, upgrades to existing licenses, and to vanity call sign requests. The ARRL is encouraging members to file comments that stress amateur radio's contribution to the country and communities. Go to arrl.org news for more. The RSGB is taking part in December Yota Month, but the COVID-19 restrictions make the event very different this year. If you're a parent with a newly licensed youngster in your family, you can apply to host the call sign GB20 Yota safely from your own home. You must be a full license holder to apply for the call sign. You can book an appointment slot within a set calendar shown on GB20 Yota QRZ.com page. To register your interest or to reserve an operating slot, contact RSGB Yota Month Coordinator Jamie M0SDV via email to yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. If you are on the lookout for interesting lectures, then a talk given to South Dublin Radio Club could be for you. Joe Ryan, EA7GY, gave a presentation on the radio experiments by Colonel Dennis, EI2B, between 1898 to the late 1930s. Find out more at southdublinradioclub.weebly.com. The RSGB has made available a video of the introduction to GNU radio talk by Heather Lomond, M0HMO, which is one of the Society's Tonight at 8 webinars. It joins all the previous Tonight at 8 talks and the RSGB convention online talks, so there are many hours of interesting things for all radio amateurs. Go to YouTube, / the RSGB channel for all videos. The RSGB National Radio Centre 80 Metre Net continues to run Monday to Fridays, 10:30, around 3.727 MHz. All NRC volunteers are welcome to join the net, and they actively encourage other amateurs to call in as part of the RSGB's Get on the Air to Care campaign. If you haven't got 80 metre station, why not listen in using one of the many web SDR sites? Now the special event news. Thurrock Acorns Amateur Radio Club will be running GB2REM on Sunday the 8th of Wednesday, on Sunday the 8th and Wednesday the 11th of November for Remembrance Day. The club will be focusing on keeping the station active on these days, but may be heard from Saturday the 7th until Thursday the 12th. More at taarc.co.uk. Larry G4HLN will be active as GB4CKS until the 14th of November. The station marks the 85th anniversary of the death of Australian record-setting aviator Sir Charles Kingford Smith. He disappeared on the 8th of November 1935 off the coast of Myanmar, which is now Burma, which was then Burma, whilst trying to break the England-Australian speed record. Larry will operate CW and some SSB on 40 to 10 metres, QSL via G4HLN, direct or via the Bureau. Special event station 4X0RMN will be active on the 13th and 14th of November from Ramon Krater, Israel's largest national park, QSL via 4X6ZM, Logbook of the World and EQSL. DX News now, Remo HB9SHD plans to be active as 8Q7RM from Candaloo Island, IOTA AS013, until the 29th of November. Activity will be holiday style on various HF bands using CW, SSB and digital modes, QSL HB9SHD. Robert, Sierra 53 Radio, plans to continue work in his spare time as T6AA in the Afghan capital city of Kabul until mid-December. Giorgio, IU5HWS, has been stationed in Iraq with the Italian army since September and expects to remain there until around the 20th of January. The Iraqi Amateur Radio Society has authorised him to operate as Yankee India 9-IU5HWS until his requested call sign of YI9WS is granted by the National Communications and Media Commission. Contest news, please remember to check before the contest for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may vary depending on where you are. The RSGB advises you strongly to stick to your own national and local government advice first and foremost. This weekend, the Marconi CW contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 8th. Using the 144 megs band, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, followed by the all-mode 432 UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, the autumn series runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC SSB on 3.5 megs bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Thursday sees the 50 megahertz UK activity contest taking place, 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And Saturday the 14th, the club call contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using SSB and CW 1.8 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and your club information. Next weekend, the WAE DX RITI contest runs 0000 UTC on the 14th to 2359 UTC on the 15th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 15th, the UK Microwave Group's low band contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC, 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspots are a bit like buses. You wait forever and three come along all at once. Last week we had active regions 2778 to 2779, which pushed the solar flux index up to 88. This week we have sunspot region 2781, which is a monster. At the time of writing, this region had pushed the SFI to 88 again, but it has been active in terms of solar flares. These have been minor C-class events, but not so much to worry about. The good news is that geomagnetic conditions have been very settled in the past week, with the KP index running between 0 and 2. This no doubt helped the ionospheric propagation. There was some good DX reported over the past 7 days. TX0T, the DX expedition to Tatakoto Atoll, OC298 in French Polynesia, has been worked by several stations in the UK. The Far East has also been workable, especially FT8, where Indonesia, China and Japan have all been spotted. Next week, NOAA predicts the SFI will be in the range of 72 to 76. The good news is that geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet, with a maximum KP index of 2. We may get some radio blackouts or sudden ionospheric disturbance as a result of M or C-class solar flares from active region 2781, but these are very difficult to predict. Radio blackouts occur when the strong, sudden burst of X-rays from a solar flare hits the Earth's atmosphere, blocking high-frequency radio signals in the D region of the ionosphere. NOAA puts the probability of an R1, R2 radio blackout at 15%. And an R3 radio blackout at just 5%. So overall, it looks as though a good week ahead is in prospect for HF propagation. Now for VHF and up, there was a brief return of Tropo at the end of last week. The first of this summer's opportunities was complete with fog below the inversion layer. Unfortunately, the related highs and its Tropo is... The related high and its tropo is not due to last, and indeed will probably have moved away during the weekend. It does, though, show the capability of a good temperature inversion with foggy air trapped below it to produce good tropo. The last vestiges of it are now clearing away across the northern North Sea, but still might just be worth exploring for the 48th Marconi Memorial VHFCW contest on Sunday. During the weekend, the weather pattern changes to a more unsettled type, which remains dominant throughout the coming week. This will bring gigahertz band rain scatter, but also some strong winds at times. As we approach the Leonids meteor shower on the 17th, we also have a smaller shower than northern Taurids, peaking this Thursday, so meteor scatter conditions should be above average. It's also worth the occasional check for sporadic E on FT8 on 10 metres and 6. The moon's declination is high but starting to fall, going negative on Thursday, so moon visibility windows will shorten. The moon is at perigee next Saturday, so path losses are low. 144 meg sky noise is low for the most of this week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.